He looked in the fridge for something to drink.
You don't have anything to drink?
There's glasses in that cabinet, and there's water that comes out of the sink. She tried not to choke on her sandwich as she laughed at the last part.
I don't know why I even asked.
When he set two glasses of water on the table, she held up her sandwich and smiled at him.
It's really good.
Vincent wrapped his hand around her wrist as he took a big bite out of it.
That is surprisingly delicious.
He managed to take one more small bite before she snatched her hand back.
I told you,
she laughed at him. When he sat down, smiling in front of her, her stomach did a somersault from happiness. She was certain she was supposed to like it, but it scared her instead. Lake didn't want to like him. He was crazy and a terrible person.
Right?
She had never thought she would say it, but she actually preferred the evil Vincent. When he was evil, she didn't want to freaking kiss him.
Why are you being so nice?
It might have come out harsher than she intended.
So you get mad at me for being mean, and now that I'm nice, you don't like it?
He snapped at her.
Nope, nope, I like the nice one better. I'm sorry, I didn't mean for it to sound like that. I'm just not used to it.
She felt bad for saying it.
Thank you for making me the food.
You're welcome.
She was thankful the nice one had come back. She was shocked when she actually ate all her food, unaware of the last time she had eaten a full meal and enjoyed every bite. Then again, her body was practically starved. At that point, anything besides John's Chinese food would have tasted good. When Lake drank the last bit of her water, Vincent put her dishes in the sink.
Good. Now we can fucking talk.
Oh, God.
She knew nice Vincent was finally over. Nothing pretty was going to come out of the conversation he wanted to have.
Why didn't we talk while I ate, at least? That way you could have left me alone already.
Vincent flexed his jaw.
Because you don't eat when you're upset, and you would have only eaten a few bites. Do you even remember the last time you sat down for a fucking meal you actually ate?
Shit. Someone just save me.
Chapter 35. You don't have to worry. I wouldn't fuck you in your dad's house.
From this psychopath?
I just ate, didn't I?
Vincent shook his head.
You wouldn't have if I didn't make you.
Lake bobbed her head back at him. He was about to lose his mind.
Why does everything have to be so hard with you? In one day,
he holds one finger up,
I find out about you working for Dante by me having to watch you fucking work down there.
Another finger goes up.
The numerous times you have almost gotten yourself killed in the span of a week.
Another finger.
Then to top the whole damn thing off, I go to your mom's to find out she's a piece of shit who's letting an even bigger piece of shit hurt you. So if you don't fucking mind, could you please just put yourself in my shoes at the moment and quit being so damn difficult?
She took a deep breath, realizing he was a little right.
He never hurt me.
What?
Lake had to avert her eyes down to the table while she talked.
He never hurt me, because he was too scared to. He knew he would have crossed a line if he touched me. If a mark was left, then my dad would have killed him.
Lake, you can hurt people without laying a hand on them. Don't sit there and tell me he never hurt you.
He kept his voice between calm and strong.
What did he do to you?
There's no out.
Picking at the paint on the table, she bit her lip. She really didn't want to tell him, but she was sure he pretty much had everything figured out and only wanted to hear it from her.
Ever since he met me, I knew he didn't like me. He would always ignore me or give me dirty looks behind my mom's back. So I started to spend more days with my dad and less with my mom. I remember her being depressed and crying before she met him, and she finally seemed really happy, so I was happy. I didn't think it was important if John liked me or not because I only had to see him on the weekends, and he had mostly ignored me, till one day my mom went out. It was as if he had waited for that day. Finally, he was free to call me what he wanted and make me do what he wanted. He would send her out to do something more and more while I stayed there to clean, cook, and wait on him hand and foot. I did everything he ordered and never said anything to my father because John told me if I did, Dad would not only kill him and Ashley, but my mom, too. I was young and terrified enough to listen to him, yet old enough to understand what my dad did for a living. The more I cleaned and heard him call me names, the more I knew John was right. He would kill them.
Vincent flexed his jaw. How has your dad not figured it out? You're telling me he doesn't know?
No, never.
She looked at him like he was crazy. How am I supposed to believe that, Lake? She was not going to let him think about her father that way. He could say what he wanted about her mom because God knew she wasn't perfect, but Lake wasn't going to let him blame her father when he had always done the best he could for her despite his weakness.
My father is all I have left.
And she wasn't going to let Vincent take that away from her. Lake stared into his big blue depths, knowing what she said next was going to hurt him.
The same way Adeline and you didn't know. There was no way to know unless you were there to experience it, just how you did tonight. My father could never stomach to go over there in that huge house and face why my mother left him, for money. When I asked to spend only the weekends with my mom, I told him it was because she wasn't alone and I didn't want him to be. The same thing I told you months ago, and you thought nothing of it. My mother was a good mother before John, regardless whether you believe me or not. I never would have believed John and his money would have changed her, but it did. I knew it would be hard for my father to believe as well, which was why I never gave him any reason to think otherwise.
Seeing the rage behind his eyes as he began squeezing the table, she felt bad for saying what she had, but she hadn't been left with a choice. She had seen him considering killing her father. Still, she needed to make it better. She didn't want him to blame himself.
Vincent, you couldn't have known what happened, just how Adeline and my father didn't. There is no one to blame.
He jumped up from the table, practically flipping the whole thing over.
There is fucking someone to blame. Those fuckers need to die for how they treated you tonight alone.
Please listen to me. I'm begging you, don't hurt them.
Once again, she couldn't dare look at him, putting her gaze back down on the table. Vincent reached out and grabbed her chin, tilting her head up to meet his eyes.
You will never see them again. If you do and they so much as look at you the wrong way, I will kill them slowly and painfully. Do you understand me?
Lake swallowed the lump in her throat, then nodded in understanding. Arguing with him when he was like that wasn't an option. She was simply lucky to have him agree not to hurt them. He released her chin and calmly sat back down after he pushed his hair back.
Don't tell my dad, and please don't blame him. There was no way for him to know. He does the best he can for me, but you know he's not made, and only makes so much. He works hard for Dante to make as much as he can to support us. There's a roof over my head, food in my belly, and clothes to wear. If there's anything extra after that, he gambles it away. He just can't help it. He's a gambling addict. Everyone has their downfall, and his is a poker table. That's his enjoyment in life. It never bothered me, nor do I care if we don't have a lot of money. My father is the best person I know. He loves walking through that door to tell me he hit. Every time he would take me out to eat. And then we would go to the grocery store where he'd let me fill up the cart. After that, he gave me money to buy whatever I wanted. That's more than I can say a lot of parents give to their kids. If you go and tell him about my mom and John, he will never forgive himself. And he doesn't deserve that.
She couldn't help crying as she pleaded with him. Getting up from the table, she ran into her bedroom, unable to stop the sobs escaping her body. After a few seconds, she felt Vincent's arms wrap around her.
I won't tell him if you don't want me to.
Lake removed her hands from her face and cried into his chest.
I don't want you to.
Then I won't.
He began stroking her back as he held her closer to him.
He's not coming home again, is he? He's ashamed of me working in the casino,
she whispered to him through her tears.
He can't talk or look at me anymore.
Those thoughts had swirled around her mind all week.
No, baby, he's not. He's ashamed of himself.
It's going to be hard for him to forgive himself for putting you in danger and having you work off his debt. You're going to have to give him some time to be able to face you again.
Another cry escaped her throat, as she realized she really missed her father and needed him.
Baby, shh.
He backed her up to her bed and sat her down on the edge of the mattress. You are worn out, and you will feel better when you wake up tomorrow. He bent down on his knee and began unlacing her old tennis shoes.
Ow, ow, ow.
She tried not to wince when he removed them from her feet. Then, when she was unsuccessful in doing so, he went for her sock to see what had caused it. She was unsuccessful again as she tried to keep him from taking it off. Vincent slowly removed her sock and carefully examined her blistered foot before he did the same with the other. He rose from the ground.
Lie down.
Lake scooted up on the bed and lay down as she watched him leave the room. She wiped away her remaining tears, wondering what he was doing. She was so exhausted she had almost fallen asleep before he appeared in her room, wearing gym shorts and a t-shirt. Looking at his changed clothes, she realized she might have dozed off.
Where did you get those from? Wait, why did you change?
He sat down on the end of the bed and placed her feet in his lap.
I always keep a couple changes of clothes in my car, and I'm going to spend the night here.
No, you're not. She went to sit up and pulled her feet out of his lap, but he held onto her legs.
You're not staying alone in this neighborhood all night, especially with no car out front if I leave.
He squirted some clear gel into his hands and began rubbing it into her feet. Her foot jerked at the coldness, but it started to feel good as he massaged it in.
What's that?
Aloe vera.
Lake merely looked at him, stunned.
I called Maria and asked her what helped. Then I walked to the store down the street real quick to get you the things on the list she gave me,
he explained.
Walked? Why did you walk?
I told you that you can't be left alone in this neighborhood without a car out front. No one would try to come in with my Cadillac there. Now lie back.
She apprehensively rested her head back on the pillow and watched him care for her feet. His touch was light and soothing, and he was careful around the blisters. She couldn't take her eyes off him as he took his time tending to her. He was being incredibly sweet and kind. It tore at her heartstrings that he would think to call Maria and walk down to the store to make something as silly as her feet better. She didn't want him to stay the night, but she didn't have the heart to argue against him after what he had done. By the time he had wrapped her blisters in a strange brown tape and put on some type of special super soft socks, her eyes had started to drift close. She felt the covers envelop her as a body slid in beside her.
You can't sleep in here, Vincent,
she drowsily told him as she rolled over to give him her back.
Why not?
He asked, pulling her to his chest and wrapping his arm around her.
Because you're going to try something on me, and I'm not going to have sex with you.
She tried to wiggle out from under his arm. Vincent simply pulled Lake into his body tighter.
You don't have to worry. I wouldn't fuck you in your dad's house.
Oh, good. That makes me feel better.
She relaxed against him, too tired to fight.
We're only friends, Vincent. I could lose my job if Sadie thought otherwise.
Fine. We're friends. Now go to sleep,
he murmured. She let exhaustion take over her body with one last thought of what Vincent had said to John earlier.
Lake is mine.
Chapter 36. Put her back together, one piece at a time. Vincent hushed Lake back to sleep when she woke up in the middle of the night. For a girl who had said she didn't want him to sleep next to her, she sure liked to be held pretty tightly. He couldn't find sleep as thoughts of how fucked up the whole day had been filled his brain. He had never wanted to wring someone's neck as much as he did John's. That fucker had been torturing her for God knew how long, and that bitch Pam hadn't given two shits that she flirted with him in front of Lake. He might have fucked a lot of mothers, but not one had blatantly displayed she liked him in front of their daughters, like she had.
They had always tried their fucking best to hide it.
That was the hardest dinner he'd had to sit through, watching Lake too scared to eat a bite of that asshole's damn food. Then, when he had gone upstairs and found out her bedroom was in the attic, he had lost his shit. The motherfucking attic? In a motherfucking mansion? He had watched her try to jump up and get the string, making him sick at the thought that they enjoyed watching her struggle and fail to retrieve it. He had felt the end of the fucking string and knew they had cut it. Considering their heights, he knew one of them would have needed a ladder and some work ethic, which meant that bitch Ashley had done it. When Lake had said it's cool to him, he had sincerely believed a part of her actually thought that, as if she had forced herself to believe it. He knew there was no way in hell he was going to leave her there for even 5 more minutes. Taking her to her father's home was a whole different experience. The house was old and small. The neighborhood was complete shit and dangerous for a girl like Lake, but he saw her change. He could sense that she felt like she was home and safe, which was all that mattered to him. He didn't judge her, or her father for that matter, for not having much money. It was hard for a man to be in the family, yet not be in the family. All the good jobs and high-paying ones went to the men who were made. That was how it worked. The others bore a curse to be soldiers for life, based solely upon the fact that they weren't born with Italian blood. It was a harsh rule of the family, as old as time, and the rules were hardly ever broken. Vincent's whole existence was for the family. However, he wouldn't ever want to be in Lake's father's shoes. To know he always wanted to be a family man, but was forced to be at the bottom of the ranks, would be Vincent's worst nightmare. Lake had been right. He couldn't blame her father any more than he blamed himself for leaving her there that day months before, and never once noticing through the years that something might have been wrong. He hadn't a single clue until his gut had screamed at him that something was wrong that day. But I fucking left her anyway. She didn't have to worry about him telling her father. He wasn't going to. If he did, her father would have the pleasure of killing them, and he was going to make sure that satisfaction was all his. Vincent looked down at Lake's sleeping face. He's not coming home again, is he? He's ashamed of me working in the casino. A part of him had broken the moment those words had passed her lips. He had been so worried he would break her if they got together, but the thing was, she was already broken. He was going to put her back together, one piece at a time, and he was starting it by shoving away the darkness inside of him. Lake needed his conscience to come back out. He couldn't take her looking at him with fear ever again. She had been scared for too long, and he was going to do whatever it took from that moment on to make her happy, even if it meant losing a part of himself. He had cleared his memory of her months before, but right then, he told himself it was time to start a new game. "We're only friends, Vincent." He understood she needed a friend at that moment, so that was what he would do. Right up until that red-headed freak left, or he killed him first. Then he was going to make sure she understood they were no longer going to be just friends. He wasn't going to tell her about the fact that he had paid off her debt. It would only scare her to know she had to work because that creepy fucker had a thing for her. At least that was what he was telling himself. The truth was she planned to not go off to college anymore, and a sick part of his mind didn't want her to. Therefore, he was afraid to tell her she didn't have to work any longer, thinking she might leave him. He had a mouth to make her want to stay, and he was going to make damn sure she did. He groaned when Lake wiggled closer to him, her ass rubbing against his dick. "Fuck, it's going to be a long month." Lake frowned when she woke up the next day to an empty bed, just as she had for the past month. She would never admit it, but she always hated how he was never there in the morning. Going out of her bedroom and into the hall to go to the bathroom, she smelled something delicious. Mmm. She quickly went into the small bathroom to refresh as fast as she could. Leaving after she spit out the last bit of toothpaste-laden water, she went into the tiny kitchen. "Yes, my favorite, bacon and pancakes." Her mouth practically watered when she saw the huge stack of jacks. She went to grab some plates out of the cabinet to set on the table, but a hand reached out and grabbed her wrist before she was brought against a hard, shirtless body. "Go sit down.
I'll bring it to you. He placed a kiss on top of her head. Lake pushed back at his naked chest.
Stop it, Vincent. How many times have I told you I can help too? I'm not a baby. And how many freaking times have I told you to put a shirt on?
Vincent smiled wickedly before he let her go.
Why does it bother you so much?
She went down to sit at the table, deciding to only answer him in her head.
Because you're perfect, and it kills me to look at you, that's why.
She watched him set the food on the table along with the plates. Then he opened the ridiculously full refrigerator and poured them some orange juice. She scrutinized him when he started loading up his plate.
He seems different.
He took a bite out of a slice of bacon.
Baby, as much as I enjoy you staring at me, you need to eat.
Lake told her body to ignore the fact that she liked it when he called her that, then wrinkled her nose at him.
Why do you seem so happy?
What? I can't be fucking happy for once?
She shook her head.
You're never happy when I'm about to go to work, and you've made my favorite foods. I don't know, it just seems like you're celebrating.
He shrugged.
Well, it's been a month since you started working. Just thought you deserved something special.
Damn it.
She somehow always made herself look like a jerk. She began loading her plate with some tasty goodness.
Thank you. That was really nice of you.
I know how you can really thank me.
Vincent winked at her. Lake laughed.
You don't give up, do you?
Never.
Lake smiled at him as she began eating her food. It had been a long, hard month at first, and she didn't think she would have survived without him. She still hadn't seen her father since that day in Dante's office, but Vincent had made sure he was okay. If she was honest, he had fixed a lot of problems for her, and she only had herself to blame, really. Every day she worked in the casino, not wanting a day off, and every day he took her to and from work. He made sure the fridge was full, and she ate regularly. Vincent completely babied her all the way down to her feet.
Literally.
Since the first night, he had managed to heal her blistered feet and kept them that way, per Maria's instructions. Moreover, she had been shocked the next day to find her work heels had some type of gel padding put into them. She had figured Vincent out really quickly after that first day, knowing how to handle him to a T. He wanted to come off as hard, but the moment she became upset, he couldn't be more opposite to her. He didn't like to see her hurt in the slightest, and she was sure that was ultimately why he hadn't tried to go after her mother or John. It had been a month free of evil Vincent, and she was more than thankful for that. They didn't spend much time apart, especially since Vincent always refused to leave her bed. Then again, she had to admit she didn't fight him very hard to make him leave. Lake was sure that after a month she should feel smothered, yet she didn't. Vincent had truly become her friend.
Even if it is hard to freaking look at him or be so close and not want to.
Lake snapped her eyes away from Vincent's abs and got up from the table.
I need to get ready for work.
He reached out and grabbed her hand as she passed, dragging her down onto his lap.
Aren't you going to really thank me?
Lake stared at his lips, remembering how he had tasted the first and last time they had kissed. Her lips edged closer to his until they were merely an inch apart.
Go put a shirt on,
she whispered, before she jumped out of his lap.
That was just fucking cruel,
he told her before she disappeared into her bedroom. She squeezed her eyes shut as she rested the back of her head on the closed door.
It was cruel for me, too.
A whole month of seeing and sleeping beside a shirtless god was becoming downright painful.
I don't know how much longer I can last.
Chapter 37. Today is my motherfucking birthday.
Sadie, are you being freaking serious?
Lake looked at the black panties instead of her regular booty shorts. Sadie arched her brow.
Well, when I told you to wear them like I did 5 seconds ago, that was me being serious.
But why? You've never made me wear them before.
Is an inch or two more of your ass being shown really that big of a deal?
She put her hand on her hip, making her tits pop out like they always did. Lake furiously nodded.
Yes, yes, to them it is.
And that's exactly why you are going to wear them, honey. Now hurry up and get dressed. I can't wait to see fucking Playboy. Sadie's voice trailed off as she practically skipped to go get dressed herself.
Is getting away with murder hard? I'm sure Vincent would cover it up. Maybe he will even help me.
Lake got dressed in a lace hot pink corset, which was semi-see-through until it got to the cups of the boobs.
Thank God.
Putting on the panties and her black stockings trimmed in lace, she then looked in the mirror. She didn't think she looked very innocent right then. There were no bows or ruffles, only sexy lace, making her feel as self-conscious as she had the very first day she had worked there. She was getting confused.
I thought Sadie wanted me to look innocent. That was her whole thing, right?
Sadie gave her ass a love tap when she was about to head out of the dressing room.
I'm strictly dickly, but I would totally switch teams for you.
That's comforting. Please don't make me do it.
Lake wasn't above begging.
Let me think.
Sadie tapped her chin.
Nope.
All the air popped out of her like a balloon.
I will never forgive you for this.
Sadie laughed at her.
Oh, honey, you will.
Is it a full moon? Everyone is acting weird.
Lake bit her lip when Sadie pushed her past the curtain.
Nothing is different. You're only revealing another inch, that's all.
She headed toward her first table, which unfortunately had creepy David sitting there, waiting for her arrival. David's eyes scanned her body while he held out his card.
I want the top shelf only tonight, and don't make me wait for that ass long.
Lake forced a smile as she took the card and quickly got the other men's orders. Running to the bar, she gave the bartender the request, along with David's card. Something about the man made her nervous. She didn't like the way David's eyes had looked. Taking the drinks to the table, she poured his glass full of the best scotch. He gave her $100 bill.
This is just the start.
She took the money from his hands and did her little dance as she put it in her corset.
This is going to be a long night.
Going to her other tables when she managed to escape, she took all their orders before heading back to the bar when her hand was grabbed as she passed the restrooms. She was pulled inside before the door was closed behind her. She found herself pressed against the wall, staring at a man whose eyes wouldn't quit rolling over her body. She pushed at his chest.
Jesus Christ, Vincent, are you trying to get me in trouble?
He caught her fighting hands and put them behind her back, capturing her wrists within his strong grip.
You're already in trouble, baby.
Heat rose in her body as he managed to make her arch her back perfectly to display her mounds. She pressed her thighs together as the tingles traveled past the tops of her legs.
I didn't do anything.
You did, when you decided to wear this.
His free hand ran up her body to rest over her throat, placing his thumb over her pulse. She squeezed her eyes shut to match the pressure she had forced on her thighs.
Sadie made me wear.
Opening her eyes after she took a breath, she finished her explanation.
She's going to kill me if I don't get back out there.
I'm debating whether I should let you go back out there.
She licked her dry lips.
Please?
He never refused her when she asked nicely. Vincent let his hand travel down from her neck and over her breasts before he let her go.
Remind me to thank Sadie after I kill her.
Lake nervously laughed as she went to leave the bathroom.
I'd like to help.
Taking a deep breath as she left, she saw Nero and Amo guarding the bathroom with a smirk on their faces.
I will pay you two psychos back one day,
she told them as she passed.
They enjoy watching him take advantage of me too much.
Successfully making it to the bar that time, she ducked out of view and tried to calm her body.
Damn it, I hate him so fucking much.
The tension between them had risen every day they had spent together.
I'm no scientist, but I'm pretty sure it's almost at a boiling point.
Vincent never made an attempt to hide his feelings, whereas Lake fought tooth and nail to mask hers, all up until he did that freaking pulse thing. Then she lost it every time. She didn't want to like Vincent. Hell, she should hate his freaking guts. He was a whore, an asshole, and a killer, she was sure. But damn if the past month hadn't changed her opinion of him. She never once caught him looking at another girl, even when half-naked ones were constantly in his view. She didn't think he could have had the time to fuck any of them either, with him constantly keeping tabs on her 24/7. Sure, he might still be an asshole, but he wasn't to her. At least, not anymore. As for the killing thing, well, she didn't think he'd had a whole bunch of time to do that either. Oh my gosh, what is wrong with me? Vincent was about to break his nose by squeezing it so hard. He couldn't believe he had let her walk out of the bathroom like that, especially without a fucking consolation. The only reason he hadn't kissed her was because it hadn't been the time or place. He knew once he kissed her again, there wasn't going to be any stopping, as he was damn sure he was going to bring it home. He had gone a month without fucking while staring at her perfect ass and body in so many different fucking sexy outfits. Then, that day of all days, she had come out with her ass barely covered in nothing but lace. Her usual look of sexy but sweet was gone. The only thing on his mind was how the hell he planned to fuck her without hurting her. 3 days used to be too long without fucking, but a month? His dick was in constant hard mode, and he didn't exactly know how he was going to last 30 seconds in her. I'm going to fucking hurt myself before I hurt her. Vincent left the bathroom, once he had told his dark half to go back into hiding, like he had every day for the past month.
Do you know what the fuck she just said to us?
Amo told him when the bathroom door came open.
What on earth did she say to you now? Vincent asked him, who constantly hated the many things Lake said to him.
She just walked by without even looking at us and said,
I will pay you two psychos back one day.
Amo tried to mimic her voice, making Vincent and Nero both crack up in laughter at his poor attempt.
Don't take her so fucking seriously, Amo,
Nero told him through his laughter. Amo crossed his arms.
Yeah, right. I wouldn't put anything past her. If she has enough fucking balls to face Dante and call us psychos, she has enough balls to do something to us. Today's the last day, right? I can't keep working every fucking day of my life, just so you get to be the one to fuck her.
Vincent didn't want to tell them that Amo was right about Lake.
Yes, today is the last day these fuckers get to look at her dressed like that, and you too, motherfucker,
he growled at Amo. Amo knew better than to remark about how he was going to miss that one part about her.
Please tell me you finally fucking kissed her in there.
When Vincent didn't reply, Amo shook his head.
Fuck, man, that's just not healthy.
I'm going to have to agree at this point,
Nero added. He looked over at Lake's legs and ass while she leaned over the bar as she picked up her drinks.
Don't worry. She's on her last few hours of being a virgin after she walked out looking like that.
I'm fucking shocked you're letting her work like that,
Nero said.
You two let your women run all over you.
Amo looked over at him.
Don't you see it, man? Lake's got you wrapped around her fucking finger.
He might admit, only in his head, that he had been letting her get off easy. But Lake was special and worth trying to win over, no matter how blue his balls became.
I'm gonna fucking remind you of that one day,
Nero spat at Amo.
I will too,
Vincent threw at him as well. Looking at a gloating Sadie across the room, his blood started to boil.
Excuse me, I need to go see the little bitch who thought it would be funny to put Lake in that outfit.
That bitch is crazy and will pimp slap the shit out of you.
Amo finally got to laugh with Nero that time.
What are you going to do?
Nero snickered.
As far as you two know, it's my fucking birthday,
Vincent said, walking away. It was time to pull his daddy card on that bitch.
Today is my motherfucking birthday.
Chapter 38.
It was over when I saw that ninja hand of yours crawl up her snatch. Lake was setting drinks down on the table when she noticed Sadie getting on the stage. Geez, I have to watch another grope session. There were two birthdays just the day before, and she was pretty sure the pole dancers were getting tired of it.
We've got a birthday boy. Come on up.
Sadie didn't put much enthusiasm and sexiness in it like she usually did. Lake practically shit a brick when Vincent got up on the stage.
Oh, fuck no. 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 Oh, fuck no.
Sadie took his arm and nearly slammed him in the chair, then practically bit her tongue while she talked.
Okay, honey, who's it gonna be?
She watched him scan the room until his eyes landed on her.
Oh, fuck no.
Vincent nodded toward her. Lake stood frozen in time.
Fuck me.
Sadie came back over the microphone.
Lake, honey, come on up here.
She could tell Sadie wasn't any happier than her at the moment. Trying to remember to walk, she headed toward the stage, but when she got to the step to enter it, she was sure she would faint.
Shit, I can't do this.
Sadie had taught her a few tricks in case she was ever picked.
But I was never supposed to be picked.
Let me help you, doll.
Alma grabbed her hand and pushed her up the stairs, then onto the stage. She looked back at his fucking smug face and gave him the look of death, promising him so much pain in the hopefully near future. Slowly walking toward the chair, she wondered if it would be childish to refuse, but then she figured she would get fired and death would soon follow anyway. As she stood over Vincent, his eyes were full of hunger as he took her body in. Sadie covered the microphone before she hastily whispered to them,
"Keep those fucking hands to yourself, playboy."
Leaving the stage, she yelled,
"Hit it!"
The room went pitch black before a spotlight came on and music started pumping through the room. Lake licked her dry lips, realizing it was showtime whether she wanted it to be or not. She turned around to the dark room, unable to face his thirsty eyes until she hopefully grew more comfortable. She tried to focus on the basic dance routine Sadie had showed her instead of the fact that everyone was watching her, and she was about to grind on Vincent. The thought,
"It's just dancing, and I love to dance,"
was how she managed to get her hips to move. Shaking them, she started to slowly bend over until her ass was perfectly positioned in his face. Coming back up, she sat on his lap, rolling her hips over him as she leaned her back on his chest. She turned her head to the side so she could look at him, then brought her arm back to run down the side of his face. When Vincent's more than pleased expression inched closer to her lips, Lake danced off his lap, feeling more confident.
"I'm going to at least make this painful for him."
She turned to face him and sashayed down to a squat with her face between his knees. Smiling up through her lashes at him, she placed her hands on his thighs and ran them up his body until she sat back on his lap, facing him that time. She could feel how hard he was as she let her ass dance down his dick. Her body wanted to burst into flames at feeling and seeing how badly he wanted her. The burning in her skin began to irritate her. She was supposed to be killing him, not her.
"It's not your birthday,"
she whispered in his ear. He gradually moved one of his hands from the side of the chair and lightly placed it on her bare thigh, away from the view of the audience.
"No, but it is now."
Her breath caught in her throat as he moved his hand up her inner thigh. She found herself dancing her ass into him harder. She could see how badly he wanted her through his baby blues, and she could definitely feel how badly. His fingertips grazed her thigh, an inch away from her sex, making a flow of wetness escape her. Looking at his very close lips, she forgot about the world and edged closer, wanting, needing to taste him again. The lights suddenly flew back on. Lake jumped back up, coming out of her daze. She couldn't get off the stage fast enough.
Holy freaking hell.
Her body was on fire.
"The song wasn't fucking over yet,"
Vincent hissed behind her as she started to pass Sadie.
"It was over when I saw that ninja hand of yours crawl up her snatch."
Sadie grabbed Lake's hand, making her stay.
So fucking what? No one else could see it?
He grabbed Lake's other hand and tried to walk away with her.
No way, playboy. You ain't going anywhere with her. Lake's shift isn't over, and if I let her go with you, she'll be giving away her virginity against the bathroom stall.
Lake's face turned bright red.
I'm right here.
Vincent gave Sadie his own look of death, before he let go of Lake's hand and walked away.
How the hell did you let that happen?
Lake looked at Sadie, wanting to shake her. It was finally sinking in what she had just done up there in front of everyone. Sadie looked back at her stupidly.
Oh, gee, I don't know. When that fucking prick came up to me and told me it was his birthday and that if I had a problem with it, I could call his fucking father, naturally I said, I don't give a fuck who your father is. But when he told me Vitali is his last name, then I, of course, cared who the fuck his father is.
This is all your fault because you put me in this fucking outfit, Lake told her, taking back her hand.
Yeah, well, it would have been nice to know that Playboy was Mr. Vitali's son, wouldn't it?
Lake wasn't going to let her walk away with the last word.
You know it wasn't his birthday, right?
Bitch, I know that.
Sadie stormed off.
Good, I was just checking.
Lake yelled back at her, concentrating on not trying to laugh. As she headed back to her tables, Amo was standing against a wall, smiling.
It's my birthday today too, you know.
Lake pointed her finger right in his scary chest.
You should be very, very afraid.
Chapter 39. I don't give a fuck if their dads are Jesus. After Lake got off the stage with Vincent, she still couldn't keep her body under control. She found herself constantly looking back at him, which kept her aroused.
Stop thinking about it.
Lake went to go check on the table where David was sitting. When her shift had started, she had felt something was off more than usual about him, and as the night had progressed, the look in his eyes had only gotten crazier and crazier. As she got closer, she noticed an even more severe change in him.
You doing okay, or would you like some more to drink?
She asked him, hoping he wouldn't ask for more. He and the men around the table who were getting free drinks off him were well inebriated by then. Down there, though, no one was ever cut off. That was one of the perks.
No, we need another fucking bottle, don't we, gentlemen?
David looked around the table at all the men nodding and yelling in agreement.
Right. So hurry that sweet ass up and I'll make it worth it.
Lake nodded while leaving the table, unable to even fake a smile. He was really starting to freak her out. Going to the bar and quickly getting his order, she took the time to take a breath and calm her nerves. It didn't matter how drunk these men got, they were still too scared to break the rules in fear they wouldn't be able to return. Getting to the table, she poured the drinks out for the men, then set the bottle in front of David, who was holding out another $100 bill. Taking the money, she did her shimmy and put it in her corset before she turned to leave. However, her arm was lightly grabbed, and she looked back toward a hazy-eyed David.
I don't think that was $100 worth. What do you all think?
He asked the other men, who shook their heads in agreement.
How about you try that again?
How about you remove your fucking hand?
Vincent's lethal voice spoke over him. Lake looked over to see Vincent, Nero, and Amo standing a foot away.
This isn't going to end well, is it?
I will, once I get my fucking money's worth.
David applied more pressure to her arm. Vincent took a step forward.
Motherfucker, I'm going to give you 5 seconds. 5, 4.
Okay, let's all calm down.
Lake put her hand up.
3.
Seriously, I would let go,
she pleaded with David.
Vincent's voice went darker. 2.
David let her go, then held up his hands.
All right. Fine.
He stood, swaying a bit.
I'll just take my fucking money back.
Lake screamed and grabbed her boobs when David tried to go down her corset.
Motherfucker!
Vincent punched him right in the face. Amo quickly grabbed Lake out of the way before Vincent could start his destruction. She winced when she saw David's head getting smashed into the poker table, making chips fly up in the air like confetti.
Guys, they don't look very happy,
she told Nero and Amo when she saw one of the men stand up with a glass bottle. Nero quickly removed his jacket.
I've been fucking waiting for this for a month. Fuck this place.
They're going to get killed.
She saw the other men start to get up when Nero took the bottle away and smashed it over the first guy's head.
Ah, fuck. This is the best job I've ever had.
Amo started taking off his jacket, whispering several profanities Lake hadn't known existed.
These fuckers gotta ruin everything good in life.
Even though Vincent, Nero, and Amo were outnumbered, they were still beating the shit out of the group of men. Finally, she watched the other guards start moving in to break it up.
These little shits are starting to really piss me off.
Sadie came up beside her, crossing her arms. Lake turned back to the fighting to see the guards just standing there and watching.
Why aren't they stopping it?
Sadie started to yell to them.
Because they're a bunch of fucking pussies. I don't give a fuck if their dads are Jesus. Stop them!
The suits didn't move.
Fuck's sake!
Sadie went up to Amo and grabbed at his hands, which were around a guy's throat.
All right, big boy, cut this shit before I decide to slap the fuck out of you.
Amo let go of the man's throat, letting him drop to the ground like a ton of bricks.
Now get your fucking boyfriends under control,
she hissed at him.
What the fuck did you just say?
Amo looked down at her, giving her an intimidating stare. Sadie went for her huge stripper heel, pulling it off.
That's it.
Amo quickly backed up out of her reach, then pulled Nero off some guy he was beating into the ground. Then Lake watched Amo and Nero both try to pull Vincent off someone, but he went back to beating on David again. She ran and grabbed his arm when he placed his foot over David's throat as he lay helpless on the ground.
I think he's had enough.
She tried to speak calmly in hopes to soothe him. Vincent looked at her, starting to apply pressure to his throat. She squeezed his arm.
Please?
He pressed just a little bit harder before he took his foot off. He wiped the palms of his hands on his already bloody shirt, then grabbed Lake's hand with his non-punching one.
Where are we going?
Where the fuck do you think you're going?
Sadie asked Lake's unspoken question, stepping in front of them.
She's done,
he snapped as he walked right past her. Lake tried to remove her hand from his, but that only resulted in him holding it tighter. Glancing back at Sadie, she saw her go to open her mouth, only to snap it shut again, biting her tongue. Lake mouthed a sorry back to her, already planning on how she was going to grovel to her the next day. She knew Vincent had said she was done because her shift was already almost over, and she definitely knew better than to argue with him about it when she was sure he wasn't going to leave without her. If he didn't get out of there, his foot was going back over David's throat. Vincent grabbed his jacket from the chair he had placed it on as he continued to drag Lake out the door and to the elevator.
Put this on,
Vincent growled as he held up the jacket for her to slip her arms through. As soon as her arms went through the holes, she jerked the coat closed. Looking at his still displeased face, she knew it was because the jacket didn't cover far enough down the tops of her thighs. Therefore, her lace stockings were still being revealed due to her height. While he tugged her waist close to his body as they waited for the elevator to open, Lake's gaze went back to the casino's door where some men were exiting. They didn't look too thrilled for the party to be over.
I forgot my bag.
She spoke quietly to him, realizing she had left it in her locker. The doors flew open, and he pulled her to the back of the elevator.
You don't need it tonight.
Yet,
it will be there tomorrow.
Vincent dropped his arm from her waist, then stood halfway in front of her body. Lake stared at his shoulder, which blocked most of her view.
Yes, I do. My keys are in them.
He reached his hand back to rest his palm on the top of her thigh. She swallowed the lump in her throat as the doors started to slide closed.
He's not going to take me home, is he?
Chapter 40. The Penthouses of All Penthouses. Lake had expected to get off the elevator with the other men on the real casino first floor, but when Vincent hadn't moved, she had no clue where they were going. Some people had gotten on the elevator right before it closed and clicked some buttons to random floors of the hotel. She did manage to see a few of them, particularly the men, give them a look. She figured that was why Vincent had remained in front of her. As the elevator closed and started going up again, she felt his fingertips begin brushing the top of her thigh in a soft, up-and-down motion. The feeling of being on top of him, dancing as his hand had gotten so close to her femininity, returned. It was such a tender and soothing touch, which made it all the more erotic for her, especially since she was in a very confined space with total strangers. Unable to think about anything except how good his hand felt right then, she touched his hand over her thigh, then traveled up his arm to his bicep, pulling him slightly closer to her. Vincent gave her thigh a light squeeze before he returned to the motion, that time slightly higher. Lake rested her forehead onto the back of his shoulder as she continued to hold his arm, wanting to get closer to him.
"I was right. We have reached our boiling point."
She heard the elevator close again right before he pulled her from the back and then pushed her against the wall by the buttons. She watched him punch in the code to the top, wondering how in the world she hadn't noticed anyone getting off. Her chest began to heavily rise and fall when Vincent's attention returned to her. She had seen that look in his eye when she had been dancing on top of him. Vincent's hand went up to trace her full bottom lip with his thumb.
"All I have wanted to do is kiss you since the moment I pulled my mouth off yours the first time, baby."
"Me too,"
was her only thought as his lips finally came crashing down on hers. He greedily sucked at her bottom lip while he held her chin up for him to access her mouth completely. Lake's lips melted against his, letting him explore her mouth as if it was the first time. His tongue expertly parted her lips, and she found herself opening wider for him. When he caught her tongue, she moaned against his lips as he sucked it into his mouth. It was everything she remembered and more. She reached up and grabbed his hair, wanting him closer and trying to deepen the kiss. But Vincent suddenly pulled away, running a hand through his hair to smooth the back down where she had roughed it up. Then the elevator door slid open, and he took her hand, pulling her out of the elevator without a word. Lake could have sworn she was having déjà vu, as she was pretty sure that was how their first kiss had gone. She didn't understand what she kept doing wrong. She thought wanting to touch him and kiss him back was how it was supposed to go, but every time she did, he ended the kiss abruptly. Wiping the moisture on her lips away, she couldn't help feeling a little hurt.
"I'm obviously a terrible kisser."
She was quickly pulled out of her haze from the fact that he didn't like kissing her, with the realization that they were on the top floor. She had no idea why he was taking her to Dante's office. Her confusion only increased when he pulled her down the right hall instead of going straight toward the office. At that moment, she had no clue where they were going. Nerves began to set in when he went to the second-to-last door on the left side of the hall. She watched him reach into his pocket and pull out a hotel key card. She bit her lip.
"Why are we going in here?"
Vincent slid the card into the slot until the light flashed green. Then he opened the door and dragged her inside the darkly lit room. She jumped when the door slammed shut behind her.
"Vincent, where are we?"
she whispered. Looking around, she could barely make anything out. But her attention was drawn to a huge glass wall, which looked out over the night city.
It was breathtaking.
When the lights flew on, she blinked, adjusting to the brightness, and her mouth dropped open as she took in the huge space. Walking farther into the place, she knew it had to be the penthouses of all penthouses. It was a very dark space. The walls were black along with mostly everything else. There were only hints of dark grays and silvers that came from various mirrored things. It was warm, yet cool, inviting, yet structured, and contemporary, yet Victorian, all while being dark with no light. She never would have dreamed she would have liked something so obscure and free from anything bright, but she found it completely inviting and appealing. Her hand ran over a black fur pillow, which sat on a huge leather sectional.
"This is your place, isn't it?"
"Yes."
Lake looked back at him.
"How long have you had it?"
He shrugged.
"For a few months or so. I finished it just a little before graduation."
"Right before we saw each other again."
She didn't know what had happened in those months after they had their first kiss, but whatever it was, she didn't think the lightness in him came out very often during it. The dark side of Vincent mostly had its say in designing his place. However, she could see the few touches of his good side. Looking around, someone would think the two sides fought each other. However, they didn't. They complimented each other and made the place one. Looking back at him, she knew he was waiting for her approval as he stood in his blood-stained white shirt.
"It's perfect, Vincent. Just like you."
Maybe she was crazy and demented for thinking that, but the way he always treated her made it easy for her to justify her feelings. Lake walked toward him, and the closer she came, the more tortured he looked.
"I need a shower."
He started unbuttoning his bloody shirt as he walked away when she got about a foot from him. She stared at him blankly as he went up the glass stairs. The feelings of hurt and confusion returned, and she wrapped his jacket around her tighter in an attempt to hug herself. She didn't understand what she was doing wrong, and the feelings she was getting from him were so mixed, only increasing her confusion. He had flirted with her nonstop for a whole month, and just a short while before, he had basically forced her to perform a lap dance. Then, after months and months, they kissed in the elevator, only for him to reprove her by pulling away when she tried to kiss him back and pull him closer. She had to admit that she wanted him so badly, and she knew he wanted her, too. She didn't know how much longer she could take him pulling away from her, though. Lake was getting sick at herself for how much her body wanted his after merely thinking about him unbuttoning the shirt riddled with bloodstains.
"I'm just as insane."
Chapter 41. "Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned." Lake slowly walked up the steps when she realized there was nowhere else to go. Vincent was her ride home, and after the night he'd had, she knew running away from him wasn't going to make him very happy. As much as she would like to run, it was only going to make things far worse for her. It definitely wasn't wise to test Vincent after he had practically tried to kill a man. Besides, she had spent a month with him, day and night, and had learned how to handle him. Although she did feel a little bit over her head as she realized their relationship might be taking a turn.
"I've got this under control. Nothing is even going to happen."
Going up the last step, a huge bedroom greeted her, stopping her in her tracks. The big bed took center of attention, and it looked luxurious with the black silk sheets shining from the city lights. Taking the last step and making it onto the second floor, she felt like she was on a balcony. You could see the rest of the apartment from the top. Lake particularly liked looking at the gourmet kitchen. A month before, she might have been surprised, but with coming to know Vincent better, she had found out he enjoyed cooking and was surprisingly good at it. The decor on the second floor matched the rest of the house, even if it was only one huge bedroom. Walking around, she could hear the shower running from behind the door. She wondered what magical things were in his bathroom, apart from his gorgeous body. She had a strong feeling the bathroom was just as awesome as the rest of his place. Seeing another door, she went forward and opened it, revealing a huge closet.
"Jesus Christ, that's a lot of suits."
There was a perfect line of suits separated by items. She didn't think she was ever going to understand how in the world he was so immaculate. Not only did he keep his looks that way, but his house and even his goddamn closet were just as flawless. Turning around and wanting to vomit from his sheer perfection, she caught a glimpse of herself in a mirror. She felt like one big fat lie. Her makeup hid her flawed face, and her big curled hair hid the fact that it was usually thin and paper straight. Hell, even her boobs were a lie in the corset, as it actually made them appear bigger than they were. Seeing the outline of the wadded-up cash she had stashed in her boobs, she pulled it out and shoved them down in Vincent's jacket pocket, which she was still wearing. It made her feel cheap in a way, and she was sure that perfect Vincent could only like her for the same reason all the men downstairs did. In her mind, there was no way a god like him could possibly want a trailer trash white girl like her. Her eyes were caught by something in the mirror. Turning back around, she looked at the end of his closet. Everything was perfectly in place, but she noticed something sticking out. Walking toward it, she grabbed a hanger holding a black garment. Why does he have this? Staring at it, she didn't know what to think. Lake's eyes moved to the entry of the closet to see Vincent standing with nothing other than a towel wrapped around his hips. Did you keep Adeline's dress? She asked, licking her dry lips. He started going through his clothes, looking for something to wear.
Fuck no, I burned it.
Lake looked back at the black dress she had worn that night to poison.
Then why did you keep mine?
I couldn't bring myself to burn it. You looked too fucking hot in it.
Okay, but why did you keep it?
She asked.
You don't just keep a random dress in your closet for months.
When he didn't answer her, just simply continued looking for clothes, she threw the dress down on the floor and started storming off.
Fuck him. He is being a complete asshole today.
Vincent swiftly grabbed her as she passed by him, holding her close to his naked body. He pulled the back of her hair down to force her to look up at him.
I kept that dress because I wanted to see you in it again. Do you know why else I kept it?
She softly shook her head as she forced herself to look down at his lips instead of his intense blue eyes. He gave a light tug of her hair, making her look back up at him.
Because I also plan to fuck you in that dress one day.
We're just friends, remember?
She hated that it came out more breathy than she liked. A smile touched Vincent's lips.
Baby, you know damn good and well I don't just want to be your friend.
He slowly moved his other hand up from her hip, over her chest, and to her neck, letting his thumb rest right over his favorite spot, feeling the drum of her heart.
Is that what you want? To just be friends?
Lake was under his control. He liked to do that when he wanted the truth from her. She could lie, but he would know it and make her pay for it. Or she could tell the truth and it would stroke his already massive ego.
There was no winning.
Yes, I just want to be friends.
He rubbed his thumb slower over her throat as he moved his face to where his lips were barely separated from hers.
You sure about that, baby? I'll stop, I promise.
Told you he would make you pay for it.
Lake stared at his lips, wanting him to kiss her again. Her body was on fire from wanting him to touch her more. She knew it was too late to turn back. There was no stopping a derailed train once it left the tracks.
Please don't stop,
she whispered in defeat. He moved his head to whisper in her ear.
I wasn't going to.
Lake shuddered when his lips kissed the sensitive part of her neck, then sucked in a piece of her flesh. She desperately wanted to grab him and feel his hard body, which was inches from hers, but she was afraid that if she did, he would stop kissing her like he always had. Vincent grabbed her bare shoulders under the jacket and started sliding it off until it fell to the floor. Then he leaned down and placed a kiss on the top of her shoulder.
You are so fucking beautiful.
His hand went to the black zipper at the front of her corset, between her breasts. She started to blush when he leisurely pulled down the zipper. She was sure if not for his continued tender kissing, she would have made him stop. When he continued to unzip until the corset fell to the floor along with the jacket, she had to look away from his gaze, averting her eyes to his chest as he took her body in. She didn't think he was going to find her just as beautiful, since the corset made them appear much larger than they were. He lightly smoothed his hand over her right breast as he claimed her mouth for a kiss.
Perfect,
he said against her lips, while he rolled his thumb over her nipple, bringing it to a peak. Lake whimpered under his touch as he continued to torture her nipple. She enveloped his neck with her arms, uncertain whether her legs were going to keep her up much longer. When he quickly picked her up and started heading toward his bed, she wrapped her legs around him. Forcefully kissing him back, she sucked his tongue into her mouth, wanting to taste him on her own. Just as quickly as he had picked her up, he laid her on the bottom of the bed, staring down over her.
"Why won't he let me kiss him?"
She was becoming sexually frustrated by that point. It wasn't fair that he could do whatever he wanted to her, but she couldn't return the favor. Lake leaned up and went for the towel, but Vincent caught her hand before it could come any closer.